The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a newspaper reporter, recorded March 25, 1976, in New Delhi, India.
What would you regard to be the essence of Guruji?
That there is God. And we are part and parcel of God. God is great, and we are very teeny, small, fragmental portion of God. In quality, we and God are the same. Just like a drop of ocean water is qualitatively the same as the big ocean. Qualitatively is the same. A drop of ocean water is salty. And the whole ocean is also salty. The salt taste is there. But the drop is never equal to the ocean. This is the difference. Nitya, Nityanam, Chetana, Chetana. This is basic. That he is also a living entity, as we are. So we, many, plural number. We means living entity. We are many, and he is one. But he is also a living entity. Now, what is the difference? The difference is that he maintains the plural number, living entity.
He maintains the
plural number. Living entities. As in, plural number, living entities are maintained by him.
In the past, this is the first press conference you are holding in Delhi, isn't it?
It says that plural number entities are being maintained by him.
Yes.
While
just like father, I mean, he has got many children. So both of them are living entities. But the father maintains the children, and the children are maintained by God. One is maintaining, and others are being maintained. That means dependent. We are dependent on God, on Krishna.
But sir, aren't we impure and he is pure?
No, both of them.
But then why do we commit sins? God doesn't.
That is, we are at the present moment in impure condition. That is material. Therefore, the human form of life is a chance to be free from the impurity.
But say, if we are drop of the same ocean, why should we be impure at all?
No. We are pure, constitutionally.
Then from where does this impurity come?
Yes. That is just like you are healthy, but where from the disease comes? You are not diseased now, but sometimes disease comes. Where from it comes? So, at the present moment, we are in disease condition. This has to be cured. Otherwise, we are pure as God.
Then what is the way to purity?
Yes, that is Bhagavad Gita.
You mean the mere recital of Bhagavad Gita?
Not recital, to understand and to act.
Prescription.
Yes.
The
whole thing is described in the
Bhagavad. Which particular teachings do you find so uplifting and ennobling for a man?
You have read Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah, I have. Not so thoroughly, but I have in parts.
What is that question? Which part?
Which particular teachings you think can purify a man? Because you said the salvation lies in following the teachings of Gita.
You have to revive your consciousness that you are part and parcel of God. And the part and parcel of God means to serve God. Just like this finger is part and parcel of my body. But it is meant for serving my body. I ask the finger, come here, it is serving. Come here, it is serving. Take up the food, give it to me, it is. This is business of the finger. If the finger cannot carry out my order, then it is disease. And if it immediately carries out order, then it is healthy. Similarly, we being part and parcel of God, we must be ready to give service immediately. Then it is healthy condition. And if you do not, then it is maya. We are serving. Everyone is serving because our constitution is to serve. Big, big leaders, they are also serving. Anyone you can see, the sun is serving exactly in the time it is rising by the order of God. Exactly in time it is setting. Everyone is serving. Ekala Ishwar Krishna Arsha Bhritta. Only Master is God and everyone is servant. But the disease condition is that when we do not serve God, we serve something else, maya, and that is disease.
That is?
Disease condition. Impure condition. At the present moment, we have discovered so many services. National service, communal service, this service, that service, but nobody is recommending service of God. This is a disease condition. Therefore, we are suffering.
So, what do you really mean by arousing the Krishna consciousness?
That means we have to serve Krishna. We are serving now non-Krishna. Nothing is non-Krishna. Something maya. Just like dreaming. Dreaming is without activity. That is false activity.
Excuse me, may I ask one question? You said maya or disease. Maya is disease or maya or many other ailments by which the
maya
human
is
a disease condition or many other ailments under which the human beings are affected.
Yes.
Are these bad conditions or ailments not part and parcel of God?
Yes. But then you are suffering. You should admit. Just like prison department is part and parcel of the government, but who is in the prison, he is suffering.
That's a very good answer. That's a wonderful answer.
Your divine grace, would your message be exactly the same for, say, a starving man in India and a Westerner who's got everything that
now
a person needs?
Say that not only in India, everywhere.
Everywhere.
You'll starve because you are rebellion to God constantly. You must starve. That is a punishment. Just like anyone who is a criminal, he must be punished. That is the law of nature.
So by that, I suppose one would presume that people in India have been most
why
rebellious to God.
No, why
because of
when you speak of God, don't say in India, America.
No, because the number of starving men here is much larger.
You are starving on account of your garamic condition being fair, or I cannot say anything. But they are also starving. You are poor by force, and they sometimes accept poverty voluntarily, just like the hippies. They have enough money, they are coming from very rich father and grandfather, but they lie down on the street, and the police comes and kicks them. Hey, get up, get up. Why? Why they have accepted it? So this kind of varieties you find everywhere. A rich man, middle class man, and poverty stricken man. Don't think that it is in India. I am traveling all over the world.
Swamiji, what do you suggest to your disciples to arouse what you call Hare Krishna consciousness or God consciousness?
Yes, Hare Krishna consciousness is the purificatory process. If you chant Hare Krishna, God is so kind. In this age, it is meant for every age, especially this age when you are so much foreign and so much suffering, and neither we are able to act very piously. Therefore, this Hare Krishna mantra, if you chant, you gradually become purified. Then you come to your own consciousness.
So how would you define sin? What is impurity, so to say?
You cannot understand impurity.
Just like
when you are diseased, the doctor gives you some vaccine and injection to cure you, to make you purified. Is it not?
No, could there be any clear-cut criterion, for example, to say whether I have come to sin or I have not come to sin? What is sin?
We living entity, being part and parcel, we are as good as God. But when we are under the control of material nature, that is our disease condition. Same example. Just like you as a good citizen, you are as good as Indira Gandhi. You are Indian, you have got all the rights. But if you become criminal, you put into the prison. So we are in the condition state means no freedom. It is not clear?
No, sir, I just wanted you to tell me some yardstick from which one could.
Because we are suffering, that is the sign of impurity. Because you are suffering. You admit that you are suffering? Do you know this?
Suffering means that there is some impurity.
Are you not suffering?
Yes, everybody.
That is disease. That is disease condition. When you have got fever, you are suffering. That is disease condition. So long you are suffering, you must be aware of the fact that was in disease condition. Because you are part and parcel, there is no question of suffering.
Suffering may not necessarily be because of sin, it might be because of something else, you know.
Might be something that is your sinful activity. That something is some sinful activity.
Now a poor man suffers of hunger, this is not sin if he doesn't get proper food or anything.
But how can we help? We cannot help. Just like a prisoner in the suffering, in the prisoner, you cannot help.
I may suffer because I have cancer, but cancer is not a sin, you know.
Yes, everything is sin. Disease means sin. Unless you commit sinful life, there is no question of suffering.
I thought sin has some relation with ethics.
Sometimes the suffering is self-brought and sometimes the suffering is brought without self.
That is wrong. Every suffering is brought by you, yourself. Just like if you are punished by the High Court judge to be hanged, you don't make the High Court judge is the cause of your hanging. You made a situation, the High Court judge has given you the judgment that you must be hanged.
Could you tell us something about the Vedic city which is being constructed in Mayapuri?
Yes. Not Vedic city, Vedic planetarium. How you got this information?
He had come to our temple earlier. He's already published one article in yesterday's paper.
Which paper?
Morning article.
You must try to understand that we are suffering on account of our sinful activity.
Sir, I am asking, what is sinful activity?
You do not know.
I don't know.
If you go
sometimes
on the street,
sometimes it becomes very difficult to distinguish.
If you go on the street and there is tip to the left, as soon as you go to the right, you suffer. Is it not? Immediately go to the court. Is it not suffering? No, just try to understand.
No, sir, I just wanted to
no,
ask
no,
you.
No, why wonder? It's just try to understand this common sense. That as soon as you go to the street, the indication is that you must keep your card on the left side. And as soon as you go to the right side, you become a criminal immediately. You can say, what is wrong? The right side or wrong side, I'm trying my car. But it is given. You know or not know. Ignorance of law is no excuse. So there similarly, there is law of God. See, as soon as you violate, you must.
What is that law of
God?
What is it?
Means you are so ignorant. You are so ignorant. The law of God, law is God, is some personally speaking. This is the law. Sarvadharman paritrajyamame tam saranam. This is the law. God is speaking personally, and you do not know. And you are advertising, very expert in reading Bhagavad Gita, and you do not know the law. This is going on. Big scholars, big monkey, they are reading Bhagavad Gita 300 times daily, but do not know what it is. This is it. In Bengali, there is a saying, big monkey, big belly, Ceylon jumping melancholy. You know, the monkey, big monkey, Hanumanji, he jumped over. So ask any other monkey, can you jump? Melancholy. You may be big scholar of Bhagavad Gita and you don't know what is the law of God. This is why. Big commentary, big book. But the law, he does not know.
Your Divine Grace, this is actually not very relevant to the press conference. But have you ever met people like the Sai Baba or Bali Yogeshwar or the Maharaj?
This is nonsense. What shall I meet? What is the business? Who shall ask us my meet them? Why shall I meet? What can I get from them? What is their special value? Huh? Tell me, why shall I meet? What is the business I have got to meet him? You are suggesting?
No, I mean, do people...
Why shall I meet? Why you expect like that, I shall meet?
No.
He just casually wanted to know if you have ever met them.
Why
I mean, they are also...
Why is he asking?
Renowned
what
sages.
What business I have got to meet with them? What shall I get
you
from that?
Just to discuss metaphysics. You
are taking lesson from Krishna. Why shall I take lesson from such bogus things?
No, they have also been recognized exponents of Hindu thought and
learning. Who recognized? First of all, who recognized?
No, they too have
that
a massive following in the West.
That is the defect of the modern civilization. The hope, just like in a big democratic country like America, they voted Nixon to become president. And when they found that this man is a bogus, they again dragged him down. So this is going on. We vote somebody to the topmost position and we see that he's arrested. So therefore, we do not advise. We say, just take lesson from Krishna, who is recognized by everyone. That is our Krishna consciousness. We don't say, go to a bogus man and take instruction. We don't say.
May I interrupt you? What Swamiji has described in all the books, as it exists, no further contribution, no amendment, no interpretation. He has described all what has been written in Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita in its truest form. So no imitation, no representation, no interpretation. Swamiji has described exactly as it happened.
And that is being appreciated all over the world.
All over the world, that is being appreciated.
Swamiji, could you please throw light on your 4-point regulation which you suggest to your disciples?
Yes. That is, pious life, no illicit sex, no meat eating, no intoxication, no gambling.
No?
Gambling. These are the 4 pillars of sinful life. So if you want to know God, we must be free from sinful life. This is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jesam antatatam papam jananam punyakarmana te danna mahanirmukta bhajante maam nirabdhata. If you want to be God conscious, then you must be free from all sinful activities. God is pure. If you want to approach God, then you must be pure. If you remain impure, you cannot understand.
Swamiji, do you think that there are some people in this country, in thousands or maybe tens of thousands, who are getting spiritual solace from, say, people like Sai Baba or any of these other people who've interpreted the Vedas or, you know, who have followers all over the country? Do you think these followers are getting some amount of spiritual solace?
No. First of all, do you know what Sai Baba is preaching? Do you know?
No.
Then how you are asking on behalf of Sai Baba?
No, just like that. Just like, I'm just going, I mean, I'm very far removed from...
No, why you are interested? You twice have said Sai Baba.
No, anybody, because he is among the better known people. I have nothing to do with it. It could be someone like, say, the Bal Yogeshwar, who also got some kind of father in there.
That is quite our India's Vedic culture. Everyone has invented some ways, and they have misled the general people. That is the misfortune of modern India. The standard instruction is there in the Bhagavad Gita. They do not care to know it. They want to know about the greatness of Bal Yogi, Sai Baba, this Baba. That is their misfortune. They give us the real instruction. Bhagavad Gita, which is accepted by the great Acharyas, Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya, Shankaracharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all over the world. They are not interested to know Bhagavad Gita. They are interested to know your child. Just see this form.
What would you attribute this to? What is the cause of this?
Cause of this? No, I know. Simple cause is that becomes unfortunate. They give up the real thing and they accept the imitation. So that is a misfortune. If there are 2 shops, everyone knows here is real gold and here is imitation gold. So if you go to purchase imitation gold, that it is his fault.
What is it in your movement which has appealed to the Western world? I believe you have a sizable following.
We are supplying real gold.
Hmm?
We are giving real gold.
Real gold.
We are not supplying imitation gold. That is it. Credit. If you supply imitation thing, it may go for some time, but it will not endure. So many Samis and Yogis, and they go there.
Mm-hmm.
But these ask these American boys, they don't work.
No, but even Mahesh Yogi has a considerable following in America and a lot of Western countries.
Among housewives.
No. Now it is going down, and the followers we have, they will not follow any regular principles, they will not surrender. Simply, they have no actual disciples who are following principles.
Now, are we going to compare because of the larger following? We compare the realities and the unrealities.
I didn't venture to compare Swamiji's teachings with that of Mahesh Yogi. But
in America,
how many Mahesh Yogi has brought disciples like this? Practical. Have you seen in India Mahesh Yogi?
Well, whenever he comes to Delhi, he brings two, three jumbo jets full of disciples.
I have them. Thousands of them are watching here. On my idea. Just see their character and behavior.
May I say something? A magician can create many charismas, but God also creates charismas. Whom will you compare? The magician charisma or the God's charisma? This is the difference. A magician can also sometimes impress upon people that he has godly powers. But are these the real godly powers? As against real godly powers. This is the difference. I have been at least 30 times to America, talked to a lot of people.
Yes.
They say if you want to go really for attainment of your soul, you go to ISKCON. If you want to have.
My Yogi says.
Yes. And if you want to attain your bodily strength.
Yes, actually. One of
your bodily strength.
Mm-hmm. One of his secretaries, he asked that I want real knowledge of God. He said, then you go to ISKCON.
And if you want blissful, pleasureful things,
yeah,
go to either Mahesh Yogi or go to Balhar Yogi. This is what has been impressed upon by knowledgeable people in America.
Mm-hmm.
And at least I can say with authority that I have talked with lot of people.
Yes.
They say that you can chant some mantra and go on with your sinful life. But the practical result is that people's lives remain the same. They may simply divert themselves from their suffering temporarily. But in reality, their condition of life is the same. They're still in a miserable condition of life. Because Prabhupada is actually lifting us out of the well of misery to the atmosphere of blissfulness.
Mahajari advertises in the paper, PM, you don't require any religion, don't require to follow any principles, so on, so on.
Yeah.
But I have got so many strictures, still, they do not go to him, they come to me. He has no stickers.
Yes.
But I have got so many stickers. It is the report of the draft department that why the young men come to Krishna consciousness, women, what is the facility? So they studied. So they reported that there is no facility. Simply rigidity is still the goal.
Do you have any plans of propagating your movement in India? Because you have been for too long working in the West and
India.
I believe India is not getting the benefit of your teaching and your guidance.
India is so misguided that it will take some time to them, because India, whatever, even if you speak to India, what I can speak? I can speak Bhagavad Gita. The Bhagavad Gita was already there, it's still already there.
Yeah.
And India's misfortune is they're so neglectful, they don't take care of Bhagavad Gita. they will bring, why not Sai Baba, why not this Baba, why not that Baba.
No, I wanted
they
to ask.
Become over-intelligent. Not simple intelligent, but over-intelligent. That is, they are not over-intelligent. That is the facility for you. You are fitting Krishna is the Supreme God. That is in the Shastra, in the Vedas, in everywhere. But you won't believe it. You say, why Krishna is Supreme God? Another is, here is God, here is God. Hundreds and thousands of gods will do. That is it.
No, do you plan to propagate your message in India?
Because yes, certainly I plan. But the difficulty is that who is going to accept the philosophy is already there. Bhagavad Gita is already.
No, but
who is caring to take it?
Even
if I speak, I shall speak. Read Bhagavad Gita. But who will take it? That is the division. They will bring another competition.
What probably is asking is, do we have any positive plans to do it?
Something in India. In India.
Yes,
as probably you are aware that you see my
have already planned.
That has been planned. In Bombay there is a very big temple where we there is a center.
My point is that what I am speaking, it is not unknown to India. But they are so misfortunate that they don't take it. That is it. So unfortunate they have become that they don't teach. What shall I speak in India? The same thing.
So that is all the more reason why your
work is doing as far as we have got center. The people are so over interested, don't take it. Ah, what Hare Krishna we have heard. Ah, we have seen Bhagavad Gita. That is. If you become neglectful, that is the greatest offense. So, India is offended. It is India's philosophy, what I am preaching here. India doesn't require to be known, to be aware. It is, they already know it. But they won't take it. They have become so unfortunate. That is it. If you don't take it, then how will you become rich? Suppose if I give you, take this. $1,000. And if you don't take it, what benefit will you get? India's position is there.
Would you be opening study schools in India on Gurukul pattern? On the Gurukul pattern?
Yes. Try. But the difficulty in India is that they are very, very neglected.
Is the government
there is no question of government or people. Government is people's man. So, if you are, we are ourselves fools and rascals, the government will also be a set of fools and rascals. If you are intelligent, the government is intelligent. Because now it is democracy. You select some man. So, don't blame government. You are government. If you are fools, the governments are fools. If you are intelligent, God will be intelligent. It is up to you to change. Then everything will be all right.
Swami, excuse me, is there any special significance of keeping this bead hidden?
Yeah, just follow Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita says, Marmana Bhavamad Bhakta. Always think of me. So we are thinking Krishna, Krishna, Hari, Krishna, Hari.
No, I mean you are keeping it wrapped in a piece of cloth.
That bead.
Yeah, why?
The bead is pure, so just to keep it aloof from the dust and nothing. Okay, we keep this drinking water covered. Why? This is common.
It's just to keep it pure.
Yes, pure it is. But still, it is our duty not to treat. Originality.
Are your disciples supposed to chant the mantra all the time?
All my disciples.
Are they supposed to chant the mantra throughout the day?
Oh, yes.
All the time?
Just like I am talking with you, and as soon as talking, my hand is saying, Hare Krishna.
It's possible to talk and also to chant the mantra at the same time.
That requires practice. That requires practice. Just like the woman is cooking and he also talks. It does not mean the cooking is going bad. It is practice.
Swamiji, does this chanting of mantra bring purity or following of your four instructions or regulations which he has told? Or both?
It purifies the heart. Yes, the core of your heart. Cetadatmanamarjanam. This is the effect of chanting, because everything we are doing on account of dirty heart. So everything is dirty. So it will purify your heart. Then everything becomes clear.
How long does it take to purify your heart?
Just like if the dirty things are very fixed up, it takes little more time. Otherwise, it takes little time.
Swami, I believe you have a certain industry for export also in Mayapuri. May I know if they would be manned by disciples? And if so, do you think that they would be in a much better position to look after these big goshalas and other things than, say, other people would do?
If you follow Bhagavad Gita, then everything will be followed very nicely. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Kishi Guraksha Manijam. Goraksha, this is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. So if you follow Bhagavad Gita, then naturally Goraksha will be there. And if you read Bhagavad Gita for some political reason, then slaughter house, go on. Instead of Goraksha, go killing. This is going on. Every politician is reading Bhagavad Gita. But Goraksha, instead of Goraksha, go hatya. This is. No Goraksha, but go hatya. This is it. Who cares for Krishna? This is the misfortune of India. Krishna spoke in India, in Kurukshetra. Krishna appeared in India, but Indian people are neglecting. Therefore I say it is a misfortune. It is your own thing, and you are neglecting.
So you want to encourage
them? Yes, I want that Bhagavad Gita was spoken in India. Every Indian should take Bhagavad Gita very seriously. Then India's fortune will change. They have rejected Bhagavad Gita and they are making their own imagination as the goal of life. So how they will get it? If you have your father's property, you squander it, and then you beg from others, give me some money. How much unfortunate you are. This. Your father's property, you squander it. Then you become a beggar, and beg from others, give me some money. So how much unfortunate you are. This.
When you visited the Soviet Union, Swamiji, did you find the atmosphere worse than it is in Western countries, say, or the people in any way?
The people are very good. But the leaders are bad.
Did you meet any of them?
No. Yes. I talked with one of the best leaders, Professor Kotovsky. He is the professor of Indology. I have talked with him. I have studied. The people in general are very good.
But did you hold any meetings or anything?
Yes.
Were they receptive to what you...
Yes, I was invited by Professor Potapsi. On my way to Europe, I stayed there. So I studied the people. They're very good. As our Indian people, you know, Saint Masters, they are also like that. But they are being sophisticated by the new philosophy, communism. Artificial thing. But they are not happy. They are being forced to accept philosophy. If they have seen from their face, they look unhappy. Everything depends on government. You have to accept. You cannot select your food. Whatever nonsense thing the government will supply us. Even you don't like it. And for us, it was a great difficulty. We could not get rice, could not get flour, neither fruit. Only milk is available and less, as much as it is. So on the whole, it was artificial and people are not happy.
Swamiji, why did you prohibit this tea or coffee also for your...
Because it is sinful.
It is sinful?
Yes. Why should we eat meat?
What about onions and... Onions?
Yes, onions is also very agitating.
So why are they sinful?
Huh?
Why are they sinful?
What
I mean, why is it sin to take tea or coffee?
Because in this intoxication, if you are habituated to take tea, as soon as in your time you don't take tea, you become bad.
You mean this dependence is bad or this tea itself is bad?
If your mind is agitated for something, then you become dependent on that thing. That is the position. Those who are taking tea, they have become so much dependent.
But if I start taking milk, I will be equally dependent on milk.
No. Milk is not. Milk, you take little milk once for the service.
So what he says that if he starts taking milk regularly, he'll become dependent, he'll become enslaved.
If you are dependent, you must eat something.
So also
but you must eat something which is favorable for you. Eatable, everything is eatable. The stool is also eatable. That does not mean you human being go to eat stool. That is meant for the pigs, hogs. You are not hogs and pigs, but if you become, if you try to become pigs and hogs, then you can become. No discrimination of food means pigs and hogs. And God will give chance to become a hog next life.
So most of your disciples have their
heads shaking. But you admit this, that after this life you have to accept another body. Do you accept this? Huh?
I do, sir.
Then, that body offered to you, is it in your hand? Suppose in next life you are offered a pig's body. Can you say, no, no, I don't want it? That is the statement of Bhagavad Gita.
But how to give up, sir? How to give up this tea and coffee to which you have so much habituated?
That's his example. How they ask them.
If you chant Hare Krishna, then you lose your hankering for everything else.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. The higher taste.
That is the taste of Hare Krishna movement. Bhakti parishanubhava virakti annatra sya. As soon as you advance in devotion, you become detestful to your material enjoyment.
Swamiji, may I know from which class of society people generally come to you in the state?
From which class of society in the United States do most of your disciples come from?
You can ask them. I do not know.
Also, many educated people, as well as people from all different classes.
And
all
in America, he is uneducated.
Yes, all coming from very nice families, majority education. Many of them coming from very wealthy families.
Good family means wealthy family. In America, there is no poor family. There is no question of poverty. So, how to distinguish that he is coming from good family, he is coming from bad? Poverty is unknown to them. Nobody is uneducated. Then how to distinguish who is bad and who is good? Everyone is good. Unless he voluntarily becomes bad, hippie. Otherwise, everyone is coming from very good family, rich family, educated family.
Do you have a large number of American Negroes in your movement, Swamiji?
Not large number, but there are.
Is there any reason why that is so?
That is. There is reason. They are not very much culture.
They have women followers also in the movement?
Yes. America, men and women have got equal rights.
So whom do you find more responsive to your movement, women or men?
You are. You are very fortunate. And I am very much indebted to them because they have helped me. Yes.
Helped in what sense?
Cooperation. Without their cooperation, now this book, I am writing, surely. But they are pushing on. Even facing great danger, they are helping me. In my translating work, in typing, in composing, in printing. Have you got that feel? How is that doing?
You got it, sir? That book, sir? I don't have the projector on that suitcase.
If we invite them to see how they are helping efficiently, with the latest machine, therefore it has been possible. Otherwise, while in India, with great hardship, I could publish 3 books only.
They are very beautifully printed.
Where does the money come from to print such lavish editions of your
book? The money is that we are selling books.
No,
daily.
But initially you do require require some money
initially,
to print such a lavish
book. I took some books from here. They are not so nicely printed. But still, I sold them. Them gradually increased. They paid the money, and then they made contribution. One of my students, he first Jayananda, he first paid me first $5,000. Then Brahmananda paid me $5,000. In this way, gradually, money came.
Swamiji, you write originally in English, or these books are being translated from some other language into English for you?
No, translated, but I give my purport. That is, they like very much.
Mm-hmm.
Present the purport in such a way they can understand. The original verse is there, but they are explained by me.
Give some critical comments and explanation.
That will like
that. Does that mean, Swamiji, that yours is a cultural and educational movement rather than a personal cult?
A cultural and educational movement rather than a personal cult?
Yes, it is cultural movement, educational. It is not so-called religious movement. Religious movement is sentiment. Generally, religious is taken as a kind of faith, but it is not a fine kind of faith. I think in South America, that Indian man was asking that it is the Hindu faith.
Oh, in South Africa. He is asking, is this Hindu faith?
So
this cult or that cult?
He was a Hindu gentleman, belonged to the Arya Samaj. So, Three times he said, is it Hindu faith? And what do you mean by Hindu faith?
Yes.
When Krishna said, Dehinasmin Jathadehi Kumara Jovanam Jara Tathadehantara Prapti, is it meant for the Hindus that a child becomes a baby becomes a child becomes a boy becomes a young man becomes an old man, and the old man dies, changes his body. Is it meant for the Hindus? The Mohammedans do not become old men or young men.
The Christians don't become old men.
They're such fools they are. The Bhagavad Gita is speaking, Katha Dehantara Prati, Deva Sattva Namunyate, it is meant for the Hindus. Such fools they are. And Krishna says, Anna Bhavanti Bhutan. If you have got enough food grains, then all the living entities are satisfied. Is it meant for the Hindus? So this is going on. This is Hindu scripture. What do you mean by Hindu scripture? So they are interpreting in that way. So Krishna is not for the Hindus or the Muslims or Christians. He is God. He is everyone. He is for everyone. And he is stated in Bhagavad Gita, sarva yoni sukhantiya sambhavanti prayoja. In all species of life, as many forms of life are there, aham be the I am the seed-giving father of all of them. So where is the question of Hindus? This is going on.
Does it ever happen, Swamiji, that some disciples of yours may disagree with you on spiritual matters?
No.
Unless he is a fool. Unless he's a damn fool. If he's sad and sober, open heart, then he'll agree. Not only Hindu, you know, we have got so many Mohammedans also. So unless one is open minded, sane, intelligent, you cannot understand. Therefore I say that Indians are becoming insane by the influence of so many rascals. They are becoming insane. That has to be rectified. But insanity is prevailing all over the world, but not so much insanity as in India, that they are rejecting their own things. This is the greatest insight. Why they are rejecting Bhagavad Gita? What is the reason? Tell me. You.
Because I think they suffer from basic economic instability.
Huh?
Economic instability.
Economic. But why don't you accept the economic program given by Bhagavad Gita? Why don't you accept?
Please elaborate on that. I
would
be very
much interested. It is known to everyone. Krishna says, Anna Bhavanti Bhutan. Anna, Anna means food grain, eatables. You must produce sufficient food grains. Why you are producing tattoo instead of food grains? And just entering your Delhi from Vrindavan, a big Goodyear factory. Very big factory. You are producing tattoo, then iron, Goodyear and this and that. There is food grain. And both sides, the field is vacant. Nobody is going to grow food grain. Then why you not start? It is your fault. You are producing tattoo and iron instrument. You are neglecting agriculture. Then why you shall not suffer for want of food grain? And you are pleading, Indians are starving. Right? Why shall not starve if they do not follow Bhagavad Gita? They are thinking, why increasing industry in America, they have got industry, at the same time food grains also. But you are taking to industry without taking care of growing food grains.
I feel that your society, that Hare Krishna Consciousness Society, has a very, very stable economy and that it is self-sufficient in itself. Is that so?
Speak a little
louder. Is the Hare Krishna Society self-sufficient? If we understand that our society has a very stable economy, is it self-sufficient, our own Hare Krishna Society?
Don't you think that you are self-sufficient? We are feeding at least 10,000 devotees daily. But we have no fixed income.
They don't have any fixed income?
No. None of us have any fixed income. But we are traveling all over the world. New York, London, Calcutta, it is just like going from this quarter to that quarter. Our men are moving like that. Immediately coming, 1,000 men from Germany, 1,000 from London. And immediately going. We are paying so much money to the airplanes. And we have got so many centers. So how it is going? Krishna's grace. We depend on Krishna. Our income, daily collection is not less than 1 lakh of rupees. And we are spending everything.
1 lakh
daily. That is minimum. Sometimes we collect 5 lakhs daily.
What is the way you go about collecting money?
Books
are the only source of your revenue.
This question was raised in the parliament. There is Hare Krishna, people, they are fabulous, rich, where they get their money.
Yeah.
And the parliament answer was to get their money by selling literature.
That means the devotee is coming
to the
spend.
Not the devotee's purchase.
No.
The public, those who are intelligent public, they purchase.
Yes, I see, right. But do the devotees contribute in any way?
Yes, they're contributing their life. You don't get any such life sacrifice in India. These educated boys, this man's son, they have sacrificed everything for me. And where is India?
Swamiji, do you have certain farms also in America?
Yes, Goshaka. Not only one, many.
What else do you have over there besides Gurukul schools and things?
Then we produce our own milk. In New Vrindavan, you are producing your Navabhar times, you have any of them, Navabhar times. Is there any representative in us? No. Your representative went to New Vrindavan and he published in November 1974, I think.
Yes, 74.
Yes, they published one big article in our time, and the heading was Adhyatmikta ka Jamuna Adhudhai ki Nadi Bahe Rahi. Because he had actually, then they get the photograph of our deity and actually everything. You can find out November issue of Navavara.
Yes.
Now, 1974.
But you've virtually given up India as a dead loss, Swami. Given up India as a dead loss, isn't it, in the sense that...
Yes, not dead loss. The leaders are dead loss. Misleaders. They have given up their own culture and they are trying to imitate us. They brought the charges that the Americans are CIA. Was it CIA or not?
Was
it? CIA. The CIA have become Vaishnav and given up meat eating and dancing with me, and they have no other means. Our foolish person. The CIA men have come to me for inquiry. These questions, askal questions are put. Such unfortunate insanity is prevailing in India. The American CIA, they have come to me.